And it is beautiful indeed to see this new head in the midst of his own there. And it's interesting, you know, when Mary came back to the disciple and, you know, Peter and John saw Mary weeping. They saw her bereavement and all the sadness in her. And then she comes back after, like, no more tears, joyful, just the Lord is risen. He told me this and that. And they did not believe. Maybe they thought, you know, she blew a bulb. Just, you know, you're so sad, then you have hallucinations after, I don't know. And then after, the other disciples on the way of Emmaus, they come and they're crazy. What? Didn't believe. I don't know what went in their head. But it looks like when Peter met the Lord, things were different after. It was an occasion to have a meeting, I guess. That's why in the evening they're all together. What was the purpose of the meeting? Well, they had one thing in common, the Lord Jesus. And I think they had some pretty things to speak together concerning the awkward stuff they heard since the morning. And probably Mary was there. And we know from the Gospel of Luke that the disciples that were on the way of Emmaus, they arrived at that very same meeting. And they start to speak together. So wait a minute. Peter says he saw the Lord. What did he tell you, Peter? And what about you guys on the way of Emmaus? And they give all the story, how they recognize the Lord. And also Mary, probably she was there, and she repeats again her encounter. And as they discuss together, they are occupied of the person of the Lord Jesus with the proof of his resurrection. Suddenly they hear, peace be to you. Shocker. I don't know if they turn around a bit. The Lord Jesus is right there in their midst. Now they were afraid because of the Jew outside, but in Luke we read that they were quite uncomfortable inside now. I think everybody was thinking, we are all blowing a bulb now. The Lord is there. The Lord asks for food. Then they are reassured. It's not a vision. He's there. He's eating in front of our eyes. His very person. And he says, peace be to you. What was the result? We said it already. They rejoiced. They rejoiced. What I would like to bring is, we saw that the Lord reveals, gives his precious communication to those who love him and seek him. Here, we see that the Lord, when we are occupied of him and of his person, he gives peace and joy to those who are occupied of him. Peace and joy. If we look to ourselves and we try to find something to rejoice, most of the time we will find nothing to rejoice in us. Nothing. Just grief. If we look to others around us and we try to find something to rejoice, we will be very disappointed also. If we look to our circumstances to find something to rejoice in, it won't last. We will not find peace and joy in our circumstance either. Not in us, not in others, not in our circumstances, but when we are occupied of the person of Christ. He gives us peace and joy. May it encourage us also to look to him and go to him to find this rest, this peace in his work accomplished, and to rejoice in the Lord. Just as Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. I repeat, rejoice in the Lord always. And in Nehemiah, we know, chapter 8, verse 10, that our strength is, thank you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you want to be strong and firm and joyful as we expect his soon return, may we be occupied of him.